Beer 30. 97.7 The River.
All right, it's Beer 30. As you just heard, we've got Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer, and it's on Google Play and iTunes. And follow them on the socials, Facebook and Twitter. It's our Friday thing where we drink beer in the studio. Welcome, sir.
To dive right into this, mainly because I'm really excited to try this. Anytime, you know, I've been in the beer industry a long time, and anytime you have a new style of beer or something, a new creative, inventive way of dispensing beer or anything, I always want, I'm so curious to try the liquid, right? It's one of the things that really motivates me in the industry. So in this case, you know, the craze of kombucha, especially here in Northern California, is a big thing, right? Kombucha is probably not so big in Wichita, Kansas, but out here, you know, it's
Eau Claire, Wisconsin. They're not on the kombucha probably as much as we are here in Sonoma County.
And so this, I for a short period sold kombucha through Petaluma Company called Revive.
Oh yeah,
really nice guys. I mean, when I first thought of kombucha, it's, you know, it's essentially kombucha is a fermented mushroom tea. And it's got a lot of health benefits, but it looks disgusting. There were so many floaties in it, this and that. And they kind of modernized it, made it cool, and made, you know, the owner of, not to plug them, but the owner of Revive, he said, look, I was drinking a 2 liter of soda every day. I was unhealthy and all those things. I wanted to create something that was delicious, that was soda-like, but had better health benefits to it. And so he invented this and then ran with it. So this is a Booch craft. So essentially, the fermentation process in kombucha is so minor that you would never get drunk off it. Mm-hmm. However, if you let it keep fermenting, you then will, you know, the fermentable sugars will in turn create alcohol. And then you can kill that at a certain point, depending on what gravity or what percentage of alcohol you want it to be at.
Right.
So in this case, I saw this on the shelf and I instantly wanted to try it. So it's a high alcohol kombucha called, again, Booch craft. This flavor is apple, lime, and jasmine, which to me seem the most unoffensive flavors that were available. It's out of, the company Booch Crafts is out of San Diego as well. So Chula Vista, shout out to you. But this is interesting. Be warned, when we opened it in the studio, the thing about kombucha is because it's got, you know, organisms, live organisms in it with the bacteria and the yeast, the healthy bacteria, if it's not kept cold all the time, it will start to ferment again. And one of the byproducts of fermentation is carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm. So you have overly carbonated items. In this case, I almost bought a very expensive mixer board in a radio studio because across the room, this thing opened up and it piled out.
So it did, yeah.
Just, but be advised, maybe
we're safe. We're
open
safe,
this
though,
one outside.
Yeah.
If you're not experienced at champagne opening, do the same. Open it outside, open this outside. But once you pour it out, it looks absolutely disgusting.
It really does. It looks like something that's been sitting out.
It looks for a while. Yeah. I mean, it looks like, you know, when you have like apple cider from a party or something like that, and you like
find it in your backyard.
Yeah, you're like, oh wow, what this is? It looks muddled and milky and all those. Yeah. It's just kind of weird looking.
Milky.
However, you take a sip. It's super good.
It's really good.
It's crazy.
It doesn't taste like beer at all. It tastes like kombucha.
It's a lot like a cider.
Yes.
That doesn't have the over-the-top sweetness.
Right.
Right? So this is probably, you know, a cider that's been dialed down, a cider with, you know, they don't have, you know, most ciders are dry or they're sweet. There's not mm-hmm. a happy medium. So in this case, you know, you get the apple. It looks a lot like apple cider.
Yeah.
Get a hint of lime.
Unfiltered apple.
Yes.
Apple juice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The appearance is going to turn most people off.
Yeah.
So my recommendation is don't get hung up on that. Give it a whirl and try it. If you like ciders, if you like you know, fruit flavored beers or a little bit of fruit in your beer, because this is not over the top. Again, it's like apple cider, really, I should say apple flavored beer. It's interesting. It's so unique. I'm.
If you're telling someone, here, do you want to try this new beer, and you give this to them, they're not gonna
think
that this is a beer.
To me, this is someone that who is maybe a daily or a weekly kombucha drinker, and they want to have one on the weekend.
They want to start having fun with their kombucha.
Well, not quite, but you know, they're gonna have a beer. They're gonna assimilate the same qualities and the same benefits of kombucha. And if you can now have higher alcohol in it, then why not?
Yeah,
right. This is the way. Like this is.
I don't see why not.
But this is good. So the Booch craft apple lime jasmine. I give you a thumbs up. Either way, it's interesting.
Yeah, I'm thumbs up.
And it's gluten-free.
For
those of you that hate gluten.
Right. Yeah, I give it a thumbs up. My only thing is, again, if you are thinking, oh, man, I want to try this new beer, and you try it, yeah, you're just not gonna. It's you'll be disappointed. If you
well,
think,
it does
you
tell
know.
You it says it doesn't say beer,
right?
It says high alcohol kombucha,
right?
Booch craft. So there's really the labeling is good, but
totally. Again, but if I had this and I said, hey, do you want to try this new beer? It'd be on me,
right? It is, and also to like let's talk about like consumer awareness. It's in a 22-ounce bottle in the 22-ounce beer section,
right? Exactly.
So if you stumble upon this thinking it's beer, it's not,
right?
It is a kombucha, but it's still hey, what are you gonna
it's
do?
It's good
I like
though.
It. I like it.
It's good.
Thumbs up for me, Booch craft.
Yeah, we like it. Good job. You can check out this review and others if you want to relive this magic online at 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30, and the podcast is called Sports Meets Beer on Google Play and iTunes. All right, Ben, thanks for bringing in some live cultures for us to drink this morning. I appreciate
it. Hope it doesn't infect the whole studio. Thanks, Danny.